Major U.S. pipeline hit by a cyber attack says it hopes to have service mostly restored by the end of the week. Colonial Pipeline offered that update after revealing it had halted operations because of a ransomware attack the FBI has linked to a criminal gang. An extended outage would force suppliers to seek fuel from the Midwest rather than the Gulf. The Biden administration says the government will protect gay and transgender people against sex discrimination in health care. That reverses a Trump-era policy that sought to narrow the scope of legal rights in situations involving medical care. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set to give the go-ahead for people in England to hug again when he announces the next round of lockdown easing that comes later today. The change comes in a sharp drop in coronavirus infections. This is SRN News.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in our weather pattern. We're going to be wet and stormy at times for the next several days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High today around 80, low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, high around 80. Then another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. Risk of some leftover showers Thursday. Friday looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Kay McCabe. Montgomery's citywide mask order has expired. The order was approved by Montgomery City Council on April 9th. We at Alabama News Network have reached out to city officials to ask whether it would be extended, but we have not received an answer. Well, Montgomery County has been passed in population by fast-growing Baldwin County. New census numbers show that Montgomery County's population dropped by 5,000 people since the last census. Montgomery County is now the fifth largest county in the state. South University is teaming up with Montgomery Public Schools to offer a summer enrichment program for high school juniors and seniors. Eligible students will be able to enroll in college-level English and sociology courses and will earn credits for a high school diploma. Students can talk with their school counselors to apply for the program. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBSA and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Kay McCabe.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, not quite. You've got April Marie Fogle here today and every day for the next several months. Papa B on the line. Hey, Papa B, how's it going?
Hey, April Marie and Joey. Joey, do you still have Gimli?
No, he mostly stays with my brother, but he's going to come visit for a week, the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha.
What are we talking about?
My brother has a fox red Labrador retriever. I think he's a British lab, so he's big, just bulky, and going to be taken care of.
What's that nickname?
The red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, because he's got a big old butt, and he's very wise.
Well, wait a minute now. I've got to back up here. So, I thought you had a dog named Gimli.
Yeah, my brother's dog.
Oh, it's your brother's dog. Okay, yeah. I thought it was your dog. Okay.
Was essentially where I took care of him all the time when my brother and I lived together. And we lived together for years. My brother's moved on. You know, he's a happily married man, and things are going well in that department.
But the dog goes with him, then.
So. Yeah. Though Gimli's coming to visit for a week when my brother needs to go out of town, so woo!
Having dogs. It's just like having kids. I lie not. I just got one of my kids raised and out maybe a year ago. And then got one more, but he's kind of getting on his own. He's going to be at Auburn next year. But I don't have to worry about it. I'm not an empty nester at all. I've got two dogs, which is just about the same as having two teenagers around. They have the same kind of quarrels. They leave... You know, they are always in need of something. I'm definitely going to be occupied with my time. But anyway, somebody, Joey or April Marie, can y'all fill me in on what happened to John Merrill exactly?
Oh, goodness. I don't know what you mean by what happened to John Merrill. John Merrill happened to John Merrill. And you know, he made some choices in his personal life, which I won't go into details. You can find the details of that online. But the bigger issue was that he lied. I say the bigger issue in terms of what caused a lot of people to react the way they did is that he lied about it to the media several times. And he's been relatively quiet for the last several weeks since all of this came out. But, you know, he had some personal transgressions in his life, and he is dealing with those with his family right now, so far as I can tell. And the details of which you can find, unfortunately, sorted details all over online. Does that kind of answer your question?
I've saw the story, I know what's going on there, but I just was there if there was anything else other than, the cheating scandal or whatever. I want to tell you something though about Republicans that I think, man, we really need to rethink some things. John Merrill, in spite of his, moral failings, which we all have, to one degree or another, was an excellent Secretary of State. Secretary of State, is that right?
Yeah, he's Secretary of State.
I'm telling you, this is the difference between Republicans and Democrats, okay? The Democrats, it doesn't matter what machination of hell comes about in a person's life, they stick together, man. They stick together.
This has actually been a conversation I've had through a lot of, quote, Republican crises. A lot of them are, and I call them self-inflicted wounds, because people put themselves out there to be one way, and then they end up being another way. I tell people all the time, I could never run for office because I don't have skeletons in my closet. Mine are dancing down the halls. I've made a lot of very, very poor choices in my life. And I'm not talking in past tense. I still make poor choices in my life. I don't put myself out there to be anything but a very flawed person. And I think where we get in trouble as conservatives is that we run on an image that we can't live up to. and frequently conservatives, Republicans in particular, run and set themselves up to be. This was Bentley's big issue. He set himself up to be a good Christian family man, and he was flawed. And I think that had he not, it wasn't the flaws or the mistakes that got him. It was the hypocrisy of it. And so, I feel like you have some, there's something to that, Papa B. We, especially the ones who say I'm Christian, are the first to condemn everyone else for their mistakes. And I try to remind everybody that behind the name on the ballot is a person, is a flawed person every single time. We're not every electing Jesus here. And so we're not electing the Pope. Now, that said, you know, honesty is important. Ethical behavior in terms of taxpayer resources is important. There are things that you can't get past as a voter, that I can't get past as a voter. One's personal life isn't necessarily on that list, but I want you to be honest with me. And and so, you know, I'm honest with you guys. I'm a flawed person. I've never been married. I'm not married. I'm a single mother by choice. I'm a flawed person in a number of ways. And I wish more elected officials would walk into life saying that, as opposed to saying, I'm as good as I can be. I'm a deacon in my church. I'm a family man. I'm a this, I'm a that. And then falling short of the standards that they've set for themselves.
Yeah, well, I think it goes a little bit, I agree with what you're saying. But I think there's just another level here that needs to be talked about. And that is this. If you've got an outstanding public servant who otherwise has those flaws and failures, we need to try to make a little bit of an allowance for forgiveness. And, you know, if he's trying to reconcile and get his life right, well, you know, dang it. Don't throw him out of the train. He did a hell of a job.
Well, you'll notice he hasn't resigned his position. And I think that is because people like you, Papa B, are telling him, get your act together, get your family together. And I don't know whether he does or doesn't resign his position. I don't think he is, because he hasn't yet. But I do feel like we are starting to be a more forgiving party. And that was never more obvious than under Donald Trump, because he certainly wasn't the Republican ideal. But also, you know, we've got, gosh, what was it, Mark Sanford, the governor who had his mistress, and he had his thing.
Yeah, right.
He came back, ran for Congress, and people, the voters, chose to forgive him. And so, you know, I believe that there is room for human error in our party, and there should be in politics in general. And I don't know what the solution is. I think each of us has to make a decision on whether or not we are willing to vote for somebody who's had these types of flaws. But, you know, he said he's not going to run for U.S. Senate. But I don't think this is the last we hear from him. Right. You know, Governor Bentley.
I want to say something. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll just say this. I'm just interested in somebody that can do the job right. Now, I will understand that we all have, you know, moral failings of some kind. I want moral, you know, person with good moral turpitude. Okay. I want somebody that, you know, has high ethical standards. I don't want somebody that's, you know, gonna steal, lie, cheat, whatever. None of that. But, you know, for John Merrill, I would just say, look, dude, get your act straight. Whatever you want to do with you and your wife and your family, y'all make your decision, and let's get back up and going here. We can't afford to lose somebody that is doing an outstanding job. I'm sure the pressure of the public servants are enormous, and also for their spouses and their children. I cannot imagine being constantly under the bright lights of, you know, a proctological exam that they go through every day. Not just them, but their family. So I'm just willing to make some allowances here for, you know, certain things, and especially if they're willing to go ahead and say, look, I made a mistake. I'm doing the best I can in a bad situation. And so, you know, but I, as far as the job at hand, I will do it with all my heart.
Well, Papa B, I appreciate calling and weighing in on this. I don't have any more news except that, you know, what's happened and what's going on is he's not resigned, and he's the last I heard, he's trying to pick up the pieces for his family and his life right now. And everyone makes mistakes. Hmm. Some of our mistakes just get way more publicized than others.
And I believe my take on that when that broke, because I don't love sharing all the little details, and I didn't on these airwaves. I could only listen to about 5 minutes of the interview with the woman in question. It was like, ugh, just making me feel icky. But I did realize that, you know, a lot of politicians are taken out by sex scandals, but the truly great leaders rise above those scandals. And I say that jokingly, but also, just look at presidents. Not any other office, but just look at the history of presidents in this country. It's pretty common, unfortunately.
Newt Gingrich, you know. Newt Gingrich is a good example of a conservative who rebounded from it.
Right.
And we have a number of Democrats who have as well. Clinton, not the least of them.
Well, when right, I believe...
We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll take Randy Snowden's call and Duke's call, and maybe we'll talk more about this. But yeah, guys, everyone you vote for, everyone you see on the ballot, everyone you see on TV, here on the radio, we're human. And we're going to make human mistakes. And so, you know, think of it that way. All right, we'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Friends, we are all over the map on topics today, and I like those kind of days. It's a Monday. Rolling into the end of legislative session with wild stuff happening all over the country and the state for that matter. Randy Snowden, hanging out on line two. How's it going, Randy?
Randy from Snowden.
That's it. See, we're missing an important key word here.
Yeah, from.
Well, there you go. Randy from Snowden. Yes. I thought you just had a cool name.
I do. Anyway, I was calling to make a point is that I enjoy the newfound show that you have, April, but I'll tell you a little secret. I've been listening to the show for a long time. If you don't cut these regulars off and they know who they are, they will question and ask you for 15 minutes. And I'm glad you have these regulars on here and they know who they are. You know who they are. Because it gives me a chance to take a bathroom break, go eat lunch, or kick my tires on my truck listening. Because
you're telling me to cut them off a little sooner.
I'm saying they're long-winded, and they'll go long as you'll let them.
All right. I'm gonna work on that. I got a balance. People complained about a former radio host who would cut people off too soon and dump them. So I'm trying to work that balance.
Well, when you got the regulars, that's 80% of what they're saying they know nothing about, and 20% they're actually saying something. You do the math. Have a good day. Hey, Joy.
Hey, Randy. Thanks. Good advice, by the way.
Thanks, Randy.
There you go.
So it's funny he says that because I'm on Facebook this morning, and I literally get an ad for a woman who's teaching other women verbal self-defense dojo. An online training. And it says, have you found yourself totally paralyzed by a single comment, question, or assumption? Why don't you have children? You look so hot when you're angry. I was just joking. Why are you so sensitive? It says, we all know in this moment, you women freeze. I don't freeze when you say something stupid or offensive to me. Maybe I have a superpower. Maybe I should be teaching this class. I did not know one can make money by having the ability to have witty comebacks.
I know,
I'm so excited.
That's over the top. It's a parallel would be like, gentlemen, are you tired of your wife or girlfriend arguing with you while they're naked? I'll show you how to overcome these obstacles, and we'll figure this doggone thing out. Like, what in the world?
If someone asked me if I'm going to have another child. And I get personal questions. I have a weird life, and so I get personal questions all the time. And I answer honestly majority of the time, but sometimes it's just none of someone's business. I'm shocked by the fact that there's an actual class out there women can take and are taking, so much so that this person's advertising it on how to answer questions like this. You look so hot when you're angry. Forget you. Go pound sand. What do you mean you need a class for that? I will get more aggressive with the regular should take over the show.
You'll eventually get to the point where you're not thinking about it. It's a good line. You make the rules and then break them all because you're the best. You know, as a talk show host, you get to a certain point, you feel comfortable in your own domain. And, well, you didn't apply the same rule to me. Yeah, get off the phone. Like, you get over it, you know?
Done. All right. Noted. All right, regulars, you're on warning. Mama's going to get aggressive. Sometimes I just like hearing from y'all, though. All right, Duke. How's it going, Duke?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Happy belated Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a good day.
Go to somewhere around.
Mm-hmm.
I need you for a minute. I need a little song. If I can get away with this little song right here. I left home. To be with my side piece.
Side piece.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Papa B talking about letting these guys off the hook when they stay away in the patch. Now, if you stay away in the patch and you got a problem with the women and can't stay at home, we can't let you to the office right now.
Mm.
I mean, huh?
I said, okay.
Talk to me now. Can I get an amen or something?
I don't know what wearing the patch means, to be clear. Clearly, I'm an old lady. But I have the idea that what happens in someone's personal life, for the most part, it's their personal life. Where Merrill messed up, in my opinion, because I'm not going to judge him on his personal life, is going on the record and lying. Lying on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's my problem with the so-called conservative and so-called Republican. They want to play this. They want to tie Christianity with their politics too much.
That's what I said. See? I said
and
that, dude.
Yeah, I agree with you on every night call. See? And the Democrats, oh, they the bad people, and they just do this and that and blah, 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 damn it, blah. So when it comes to the Republicans, everybody Christian and, you know, like the people with the gambling thing, they want to tell us that, you're going to be a bad person if you gamble. You're going to, we worry about you spending your money, blah, 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 this and that. Could you do me a favor, though, Miss Anna?
Wait. You got to get her name right, dude.
April Marie. Yes, dear.
I know. Okay. Could you get one of these politicians on that is against the bill and have them to explain to us why they're doing it the way they are? I'm confused because they're telling us, you know, this and that right now.
Well, there are different people against the bill for different reasons. There's a bunch of Democrats against the bill because they want more in order to pass it. There's Republicans against the bill because they feel like it's going to, the Lord's going to come down and strike us all with lightning. There are other Republicans against the bill because it's not free market enough. Who do you want to hear from? Or all the above?
Which one you can get on to explain it to us why, you know, these little cold words they use to confuse us right now.
All right. I'll see what I can do, Duke. I'll see if we can get some lawmakers
I'm
in here.
Name. I'm having a hurricane on the day on trying to get it all together.
What?
I'm sorry I missed your name up a little bit, but I was having a Herb McCain moment, you know, trying to say your name, but I screwed it up.
Herman calls me Grasshopper. Called me Grasshopper really? Before he passed. That was his nickname for me. All right, Duke. Okay. Well, thanks for calling, friend. I've said that for years, that conservatives frequently put their faith as one of their highest attributes. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I've been in and out of the church my whole life. We're in an end moment right now. But there have been times and this is relatively new, getting back to the church, by the way, as of late last year, but to the Catholic Church. But I've been in and out of churches. And I don't believe candidates, and I know in Alabama it's really hard for candidates to not have it be at the top of their platform because that's what voters in some areas of the state want to hear. But I do feel like that's where you get a lot of the personal hurt and personal disappointment from people about the actions of lawmakers is because they felt personally vested in somebody because they felt they could connect on that spiritual level too. Democrats don't run on their faith for the most part, most of them. There's always an exception to every rule on both sides, but it is a very different circumstance. We've got Bob hanging out. Hey, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm not a regular, but I'm more regular since you're on the air. And I have to concur. I tell you, If I go over 5 minutes, I think you need to cut me off, and I think you need to cut anybody else off, unless they're someone very informative that's obviously on the air to speak on a certain subject that, of which they're informed. But like I say, you know, this stuff, calling every program every day and just, you know, rambling on, I think that's rather selfish because it takes away from people who are others, obviously, who are trying to get in, who may have something beneficial to say. Aside from that, there are doctors, very well thought of, whose voices are being silenced because they are saying two things. They're saying that younger people should not get this vaccine. It's potentially cause you a woman to become, you know, infertile, young person, whatever, and that they would be dangerous, and they're not proven. They haven't been out there long enough to know the long-term effects. and it shouldn't be given to younger people. That's point number one. Point number two is they also want to keep quiet the fact that doctors have cured people with old-fashioned, a couple of different medicines that have been around for a long time, and they're absolutely 100% effective in curing COVID. One of them is a preventive, and the other will actually flush the virus out of your lungs if you administer it after you have the COVID infection.
Yeah, but my friend Dr. talks about some of those therapies.
Yeah, there are doctors who have absolutely proven it over and over again that it works. I mean, people that are on, you know, these lung machines and are given last rites and hospice are coming to see them, and they've brought them back from a critical situation. But there is no money in a drug that's not patented and it's inexpensive, and other poor countries all over the world are dispensing them almost for free. And then they work, but it's sad that people don't know about these. Social media or everything keeps them quiet because there's no money to be made. And so, anyway, hopefully I haven't gone over my 5 minutes. But, thank you.
I was going to say, Bob, did you just say no, people can't talk over in 5 minutes? And you went, I'm just teasing. All right. Well, I'm going to, I'm going to share a little bit of a few of those drugs because my friend Phil Kirpin has been researching that for ages. We will take a quick break here. And then we will get back. We'll talk more COVID. We'll talk to Gary in a minute. And then we're going to get to what the White House has said about these unemployment numbers and these unemployment benefits, because it cracks me up moving the goalposts again. That's what they do. You are listening to April Marie Fogle, filling in for Dan Morris today and every day. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with Godzilla.
Hello!
Tell me, Godzilla, why do you go around destroying cities, crushing buildings with your massive feet?
Well, man, I'll tell you, it wasn't anything personal toward the cities or the people. I was just looking for something.
And pray tell, what were you looking for?
I was looking for an asset preservationist to help me take care of my money, man.
Did you find one?
Yes, I did.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me it was David Ernest.
That's right, man. It was David Ernest. Like, I am the greatest of all monsters, and he is the greatest of all asset preservationists.
I see.
And you know, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Well, thank you, Godzilla. And before we go, could you give us that famous Godzilla roar?
Oh, I'd really like to, man, but I can't.
And why not?
Well, since I got that shot, man, I've been a little hoarse.
Right.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change in our weather pattern. We're going to be wet and stormy at times for the next several days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High today around 80, low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times. High around 80. Then another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. Risk of some leftover showers Thursday. Friday looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brewmaker Motors would like to say congratulations to all the 2021 graduates and best wishes on your next adventure. It's better at Brewmaker.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Dan Morris Show. With your guest host, April Marie Fogle. Going to start cracking down on callers. That's what we're going to do. Gary has been patiently waiting on the line. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Just a pleasant ride up in Elmore County, going to put up some real estate signs. A couple of things. One, I'm glad to hear Dan's doing better, and he's at home recovering. It's real hard to recover in the hospital.
Right.
You do much better at home. Two, I was watching the news this morning, and they had a segment on the Rio Grande River and all the illegals that are just parading across, and people having up, you know, evidently the officials having them up out of the river and turning them loose into the country. And then I went and picked up my income tax and thought about how much more I'm sending the federal government after sending them $15,000 or $18,000 already, and got to write another check. And I'm thinking, how many of those illegals am I going to be supporting this next year? Thank you, Democrats. And then the last was the riding down Perry Hill Road on a two-lane road and seeing these idiots passing a line of traffic in the center lane, and wonder what's happening to the traffic enforcement in the city of Montgomery. Evidently, it's non-existent.
It's got a lot on your mind today. You know,
it's Monday.
It is, and there's a lot happening. So with the illegals, I am still surprised by the lack of they just don't even care. Biden and Kamala Harris just do not even, they've stopped pretending to care. And the Democrats in the House are like, well, we're just going to give them amnesty at some point anyway. They genuinely believe We'll let him in. We'll give Amanda a seat. They'll vote for us. It'll be great. And
important voters.
They're not being tested for COVID. The children are not being checked to make sure they're with family members. Human trafficking is at a big high. They had that truckload of people that they stopped where, you know, I think it was close to 100 people got out of a semi. There's a real crisis. And the lack of discussion about the crisis on a national, federal level just shows the absolute hypocrisy of those who claim to have care under the Trump administration, because there were fundraisers and outcries and da-da-da-da-da. And now, you're right, catch and release and be silent about it, and the administration that turns a blind eye to it, and it's incredibly frustrating.
And we're paying for it. That's the shame of it.
More ways than one. We're paying for it in a lot of different ways besides just, you know, our money going to the health care, the education, or the this, that, and the other. We're right now, we have a problem in our nation with crime, with human trafficking, with illness, with just the social impact. And I am not anti-immigration, but I am 100% anti-illegal immigration, because it lets those who sneak in jump the line from those who are waiting to get in the right way. And from my time on the Hill, I heard a lot of stories about people who were trying to get their significant others into the country legally, or trying to come back after a visa legally. And our system is so jammed, and the resources are so thin that that we often forget about the legal immigration problems that are a direct result of the illegal immigration problems we have.
Well, I'm a Vietnam era veteran, Navy, and when I see the money that's being spent on all these illegals, and how many veterans that need assistance that are out there, and they're not getting any of this money, it just really kind of sticks in my craw.
It upsets me too. And I've said all along, we had a big refugee crisis a while back. And I wrote a column for AL.com in which I said, in a perfect world, we could take care of everyone, but we don't live in a perfect world. And in the world we live in, veterans are not getting the health care they need and deserve. Children are not getting the protection and basics they need. We've got a crisis with our elderly being exploited too frequently these days. We have a crisis of big government misallocating the money that should be going to fixing our nation. You know, Caitlyn Jenner got totally blasted by a couple of the left TV hosts, evening television hosts, talking about the homelessness problem in California. A lot of the homelessness problems we see around the country are veterans or drug addicts or those with mental illness. And these illegals are taking resources that should go to people to help American citizens, and they're not. And it's incredibly frustrating. I'm with you.
Well, a simple solution to the illegal problem is, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you get no benefits, period. If they do that, you wouldn't have the large influx of illegals coming here to get all the free stuff.
Well, and we still are dealing with the crisis of people coming here and having children, and then those children have citizenship, and the parents stay here, and then the parents get citizenship because they are raising kids here. And we just have a very, very broken system, an incredibly broken system that incentivizes those to do this illegally. And we have a national administration right now in the Biden administration that doesn't want to acknowledge the crisis. We have had members of Congress, and Congress that has not addressed the issue, even under the early Trump years when we had the majority. The Republicans didn't address the issue the way they could. And it's a very tough thing to address because you sound heartless. I understand I sound heartless when I say we have got to take care of our own first. But we do. We cannot take care of everyone. We don't have the resources as a nation. It's an incredibly frustrating situation.
Yeah. Repeal the 14th Amendment.
I don't know what we're going to do. All
right.
Thank you for calling. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got two more callers on the line. Hold tight. You are listening to April Marie Fogel, filling in for Dan Morris. Be right back after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, friends. So much to get to. This is why it's great to be here 5 days a week with you guys, because I had 20 topics to talk about coming into today, and we're going to get to them through the week. So cool. Hey, Barbara, hanging out patiently on the line. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, April, I'm sorry. First of all, I want to say I'm so thrilled to hear that Dan has gone home. That is wonderful news. I miss him. But you do a fabulous job. I really, really enjoy listening to you. And also, I'm so glad that Jack is doing better, too. I miss him. My comment, first of all, if you have a D in front of your name, I can never vote for you because Democrats stand for abortion. So that's that on that. But the other thing, I have, as a matter of fact, he was my former pastor, was married to a lady from Canada. And it cost them, and this has been like 20 years ago, $10,000 to get her citizenship in the United States.
Oh, it's wild. I could tell you stories for days. $10,000.
And the
other
one,
they had to hire an attorney.
Yes, ma'am. They had to hire an attorney from New York.
Yep, they had to hire an attorney. They had to go through a process. There were hearings and meetings. They was providing proof of all sorts of crazy things.
And they were married, and she had a master's degree.
Oh, yeah.
And the go ahead.
We have completely blown it with our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am.
I knew from back home, the family that had, that started, now I'm from Florida, keep in mind, Brevard, the hospice in that county, with millions, $3 to $6 million in dollars in donations. The father wasn't an American citizen, and he lost his passport. He was just on the verge, on the cusp of getting his citizenship, and he lost his passport. And then they wanted to push him off for 3 more years because of a lost passport. And he had been waiting like a decade. And it was just, that kind of stuff is just bizarre when people are dancing across our borders, getting notifications and never showing up.
Yeah. And I have another friend who had, he was illegal, is an illegal Mexican young man, great worker, hardworking guy. And my friend tried to get him citizenship because he had already been here, it was going to cost $20,000. This is a good man. He wasn't on any kind of handouts. He was working, and it was going to be $20,000, the attorney told him. So,
well, now, let me ask you this. Was he a border crosser, or did he extend past his visa? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think he was a border crosser. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but $20,000?
There's different ways that different people are treated, of course, to get their citizenship based on if they came here on a visa and stayed past it, or if they snuck in, or what they've done. But yeah, a lot of it is a high cost for lawyers, which is why there are so many illegals in the country who are just waiting for the magic wand of the Democrats to give them amnesty.
And that's what's going to happen. And you're right. Our system from A to Z is broken. It's just really, really sad. And I'm being naive, and I'm still naive, and I'm fixing to be 79. But to think of the underlying sneaking and the lying that's going on is beyond my comprehension. I trusted both Bushes, you know, and I've just been so disappointed by politicians, and my heart breaks. I'm like you with John Merrill. He was one of the best Secretary of States I think we've ever had. And like you said, we'll see what happens. He hadn't resigned yet, but none of us are perfect. The only perfect one was Jesus Christ himself. So, but thank you.
That's why I said that voters get to decide.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We need to be a little more forgiving and understanding, because ain't none of us perfect. Thank you so much. And Dan, I'm still praying for you, bud. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Well, I appreciate that call. Our immigration system is broken. It's been broken for a long time. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the damage illegal immigration has caused in terms of violence. I've seen the damage illegal immigration has caused in terms of the vast amount of money that border security is costing. I've seen so many different things, and there's an emotional toll to what's happening, and there is very real consequences that often get forgotten about, and that includes the people who want to come in the right way not being able to. One of the things I was talking about, oh goodness, I'm gonna I've lost my tab. I hate it when that happens. What tab I do have open is I'm looking for a vacuum cleaner. This isn't an ad for anything. I'm genuinely looking for a vacuum cleaner. You guys, this is me. I've got open every tab of politics and the things I want to talk about. And then I have I also have open which Dyson vacuum cleaner is the best, in case you're wondering what the life of a multitasking mom looks like. We were talking about immigration. I wanted to get to we don't have a lot of time to get into new topics. I'm going to talk about school choice. I have said before that I believe that COVID will have caused more progress for school choice than any other time in our nation, than test scores or critical race theory being taught or anything else. The ability of individuals and parents to point to what the teachers' unions actually did, what school closures did, I think has been a wake-up call to those who are now finding that they wish they had choice, that they fought all along. So in the world of school choice in 2021, there have been 10 states with 5 new programs and 10 expanded programs. This is as of yesterday. New education savings accounts in Indiana and West Virginia, new tax credits in Kentucky and Missouri, new scholarships in Arizona, expanded education savings accounts in Florida, expanded vouchers in Arizona, Florida, Indiana, Maryland, expanded tax credit scholarships in Florida, Indiana, Montana, and South Dakota. Now, what is missing from this list? Alabama. is it? We have a supermajority. We run every office in this state. We have schools and school districts where the education is clearly suffering, so much so that the legislature is considering pushing off literacy and testing and graduation requirements. And yet we're not talking about expanding school choice. What is happening here? The priorities of this legislature are frustrating. I get they want a gambling and lottery bill. It might be the same bill. Might not. Might require a special session. But the things that this legislature actively ignores bothers me every single session. We refuse to take on actual meaningful school choice. But yet, we recognize we're last in the nation in our education. We refuse to fix our open records laws. Can I tell you how absolutely broken our state's open record laws are? And transparency and accountability are issues that lawmakers run on each and every election. Every single Republican you know ran on a small government, fiscal accountability, better education, get rid of Common Core, more transparency, more accountability. You know them off the top of your head. I could go down the list and I can guarantee you if you got stronger Second Amendment rights, I could go down the list, I could close my eyes and rattle off to you the 15 or 20 topics you will see and hear from every single lawmaker, every single election in this state. But what's surprising is that we continue to let them get away with coming up here session after session and not addressing most of these issues in a meaningful way. Education, we had the biggest education funding bill there is in the state. And it went to teacher raises. It went to faculty raises. It went to expanding pre-K. I am frustrated each and every session because I feel like a broken clock. Is it a broken clock that's right twice a day? Yep. I feel like I can, Joey's thumbs upping me, because I feel like I could start every session with the same, oh my goodness, we need to pass these things. One of the only things we passed this year that's been talked about for years is freeing the darn grapes. We can now have wine delivered.
Woohoo!
We can't get quality schools, but we can have wine delivered. Can't get accountability for our open records laws, but we can get gaming, hours and hours and hours of talking about gaming. I am interested to see if they pass the legislation protecting teenagers and kids from an agenda, the trans agenda, that would give them hormone treatment therapies. I'm absolutely appalled at the messaging that conservatives have allowed to go on in this state in terms of that bill. You would think that if you have gender dysphoria, you are going to be denied all health care in this state. No! That is what they want you to believe, they being even the media at this point. It is hormone therapy. It is hormone suppressants. It is surgical procedures. And they go, well, that's not happening. Often or yet, I'm not sure. But either way, we need to protect kids from it. I get so frustrated at the end of each and every session when I look at the agenda and what's passed and I go, you didn't do enough, guys. Or you went too far with some of this other stuff.